From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There are reports of violence in the heart of the Afghan capital today. Several suicide bombers have apparently attacked a downtown police station, and a gun battle is said to be still raging. The fighting in the Afghan capital comes as Afghan President Hamid Karzai confirmed today that American officials are involved in negotiations with the Taliban. It's the highest level indication so far that talks are taking place, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Afghan and international officials in Kabul have been suggesting for months that contacts had been made with the Taliban. But President Karzai's statement is the only high-level confirmation to date that Americans are talking with the insurgents. Karzai did not qualify whether the contacts are preliminary or substantive. The Taliban has long denied they would enter talks while foreign troops remain in Afghanistan. Americans have insisted the militants must first accept the Constitution and renounce al-Qaeda. The news comes one day after the United Nations voted to separate its sanctions of al-Qaeda and those of the Taliban, a move intended to facilitate peace talks. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Service is slowly getting back to normal for passengers of United Airlines. They've had to endure hours of waiting beginning last night because of a computer glitch. Reporter Michael Puente of member station WBEZ in Chicago says some passengers are still fuming.
United's computer malfunction shut down departures and passenger processing nationwide and its website. The airline announced on Twitter that the malfunction happened around 7:15 p.m. local time. It will take up to 5 hours for the problem to start correcting itself. United passenger Ramakrishnan Nara of Ottawa, Canada, was delayed more than 3 hours at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
Initially, they didn't tell us anything, actually. They kept on, saying something, but never told us about the wait. It was a nightmare.
United isn't saying what caused the computer malfunction. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.
President Obama says being a dad is sometimes his hardest job, but also the most rewarding.
More and more kids grow up without a father figure. Others miss a father who's away serving his country in uniform. And even for those dads who are present in their children's lives, the recession has taken a harsh toll.
Mr. Obama speaking in his weekly address a day before Father's Day. Republicans used their weekly address to call for progress on agreements to expand trade with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. North Dakota Senator John Hovind says President Obama should send the trade agreements to the Senate for the good of the economy. The Obama administration recently threatened to hold up final passage unless lawmakers agree to expand retraining assistance for American workers who lose their jobs because of foreign competition. Republicans say that issue should be addressed separately. You're listening to NPR News. Syria is not letting up on anti-government protesters. Witnesses say troops and gunmen loyal to President Bashar al-Assad have stormed a town near the Turkish border. The crackdown in the region has led thousands to flee to Turkey. Some Saudi Arabian women took to the streets in protests. As Kimberly Adams reports, at least 24 women defied a ban on women driving in the kingdom.
The effort was part of an online campaign to spur Saudi women to mass civil disobedience by driving in defiance of the ban. Although few women seem to have driven, Maha Al-Qahtani decided to participate after she read about the campaign on Facebook and Twitter. The 39-year-old resident of the capital, Riyadh, drove with her husband in the passenger seat. Police pulled them over on the highway.
The policeman, he said, "Why you drive, Riyadh?" I said, "It's my right to drive."
The police gave her a ticket and let them go. Women's activists say they will continue the driving protest until the Saudi government ends the ban. Kimberly Adams, NPR News.
Rory McIlroy's performance so far at this year's U.S. Open is leaving many of his competitors shaking their heads. McIlroy matched Tiger Woods' achievement 11 years ago when Woods took a 6-shot lead heading into the third round. American Brant Snedeker says McIlroy's play this time around is unbelievable.
I think everybody would agree he's probably got more talent in his pinky than I have in my whole body. I mean, he is unbelievably talented. You see a kid, I don't even know how old he is, 21, 22. Shooting those kind of numbers and swinging the golf club the way he does and hitting it as far as he does and as solid as he does everything well.
McIlroy's 11 under 131 total after the second round is a record for the best score in the history of the tournament. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.